Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Welcome to the Rosecast, the number one Bachelor in Paradise recap podcast hosted by male interracial best friend duo. They're f***ing out here in paradise, AB.
Chris, stay chill.
They're coming out here.
Relax. Kids are having fun. There's no doubt about that. I can't think of a better scene than the last scene of last episode.
Wow.
I don't think it's a cliffhanger. I think it's a foregone conclusion what's going to end up happening, but it was a great scene. We'll get to it, I'm sure.
It's a cliffhanger in I Want to See the Fallout.
Cat guy playing a guitar while the girl he's pursuing is moaning.
Yeah, he can hear her from miles away.
Was a scene I didn't know I needed.
I didn't think that was coming.
I didn't either.
It caught me off guard.
Holy cow.
You could argue that no one has had a more embarrassing and humiliating run on this show than Cat Guy.
I wrote that same thing as well. I was trying to think of anyone that I've felt more embarrassment for. And I can't come up with anybody.
You can't.
It's so embarrassing.
It's tough.
It is
humiliating.
Tough.
There's like three things that will forever be attached to him.
God.
He debased himself based on a mild interest of the Bachelorette, said, I'm going to make the whole, pimp my ride. Oh, you like this? Well, I'm going to make the whole thing about it. I'm going to literally dress up as a cat and lick my paws.
He's dressed up as a cat in the thing.
I noticed that too in the intro.
I didn't realize that the first, what it is.
Well, this was the first time they had it. It was on Tuesday.
Oh,
yeah.
Was it? Okay.
Not only that, he's known as a poor kisser.
Poor kisser, yep.
And now the person he was, like, coupled up with is sleeping with someone else on their date while he's playing a ukulele. That's tough. No wonder he got the big moment on After the Final Rose.
He needed it.
They were like, here, Connor, here's an act. Please make out with this person. Please.
And he didn't realize that was set up either.
Let him have his moment. Was that real? Did you guys pick up? They're like, oh, yeah, no, man.
Yeah, that was real.
Spontaneous. There's pat on the back.
I like him. I feel really bad for him. I don't want to make fun of him. It's just the most humiliating thing I've ever seen on television.
Yeah, I mean, we're not making fun of the person. We're saying his circumstances are repeatedly embarrassing. Yes. You obviously feel sympathy for the guy.
Oh, anyway, my goodness.
Do you have any... So, the pyramid. We're already going long.
He's talking this whole time, and you're just thinking in the back of your head, like, I don't know, Connor. I think maybe she just used you for that rose, pal.
Maybe.
He doesn't get it. Anyways, go ahead.
A little too naive for the beach. All right. Do you have any pyramid updates? So you left some people out of the pyramid last time around. You included people who still have not arrived on the original pyramid.
Yeah.
If we're going to continue with the pyramid, I think we need to put some rules in place. Who is eligible for it?
Anything goes on the pyramid, Rim.
All right. Do you have any changes to it?
I have a bunch of changes.
Okay.
Number one. Queen Victoria has dropped down to the nobody cares tier room. Oh, the bottom
precipitous
tier.
Precipitous fall.
Bottom tier. She's dropped two tiers. Disappointing performance in Paradise. Holy cow.
Really?
Like, I wouldn't be surprised if she gets another shot next year, but I
would be. She doesn't do it. She's not entertaining enough.
Her fall is very surprising to me. Mm-hmm. I thought she would be a big name here in Paradise based on what happened on her season, and it was completely nothing. Nothing there, okay? Reluctantly, I've moved Carl up a tier.
Why?
What I did to him last week wasn't fair. He's sure got the followers to be up another tier, and he's got the storylines. He's a character on here that deserves some respect, and I didn't give
I'm
him any.
I'm disappointed. I'd move him down a tier because he's doing so little.
He's more than nobody cares. He's there doing stuff. He's up into
karate.
The extra tier.
That's all he's
doing.
Yeah,
that's something. That's Jeez. Something. The nobody cares people are just sitting around. You don't even know they're there. Carl,
right, well,
you know
wasn't
there.
Marissa nobody cares? Now Marissa's tier two.
Yeah, she's got to be up there. I haven't adjusted everyone yet. No. The followers, too. You got to remember that there's multiple things here. Her followers aren't there yet, Marissa.
Yeah, you're too into the follower. I don't consider the followers.
The three guys I forgot about, I've put them all in the extras tier. Aaron, Trey, and James, all in extras.
Okay.
I've moved Taj 1 up a tier. She is exploding. Her
she
follower
really
count
is
exploding. And I wouldn't be surprised if she ends up into another tier. She's in the important role players
she really
tier
is.
Now. Natasha, I've also moved up into that tier. Cat Guy, I've moved down.
Just take him off. Just get him out of here. Just get him out of this.
I've moved him down. Based,
let him live.
His storylines are good, and he probably doesn't deserve to be moved down, but it's the embarrassment factor. I had to move him down another tier. I've moved Champagne Girl down because of her poor performance, humiliating performance. Riley, first time on the... He wasn't on my list the first time. He is in the next tier up, which is Star. With Serena, Ivan, and Brendan.
Shot up, yeah.
I was ready to put Riley in the role players tier because of his followers, but the reaction when he came down the stairs was a star reaction, undeniable reaction when
but
he came
they
down
do
the
that.
Stairs.
They put people over that aren't...
No,
like, sometimes somebody will come down that you don't even know who it is, and they'll be like, well, I've never seen anybody like this. And like,
this
well, then why
guy,
didn't they get a rose on night one of their season?
Okay, what about the girls? The girls were absolutely...
His arms were
like
standing,
a star
came
down the
out.
Stairs. They give. I don't care if they gave him the push. He did get the big push. Okay, but the reaction is undeniable. The arms, and that's it. That's it for changes right now. No, in the top three tiers: the superstar, the super duper stars, and the super duper mega stars. No movement.
No movement. You can't have a lot of movement in there. You can't be willy nilly. Otherwise,
one other thing, they
don't mean anything.
I still have my eyes on Serena. Her follower count is also. Jumping.
What's it at?
About 150 now. Okay.
Oh, that'll by the end of this, when she gets engaged to Joe, I don't know any spoilers. We're talking 850.
That's the only thing holding her back right now.
Yeah.
The next tier up, the people in that have like 500,000. I just can't put her up there yet. So she needs the followers. She's getting there, but they're coming.
All right, they are coming. All right, loose couples. Tammy and Aaron, Tajwan and Trey, Marissa and Connor, Mari and Kenny, Noah and Abigail, they went on a date, episode one. Joe and Serena P, Brennan and Natasha. There's 10 guys and 13 girls until Demi arrives. So before we started recording, I texted you. I was like, I'm going to make a list. We're only going to cover certain things.
No, we're going to cover it all.
No, we're going to cover almost it all, but I will be going fast. I'm not
you
doing 2.5 hour episodes
no,
for the show.
Don't go
I'm not
fast,
doing it.
It'll be... I have 4 hours worth of notes here. Let me see. Yeah, 4 hours worth of notes.
Well, we can't do.
We gotta
we're not
go
doing
fast.
That. We can't
have to
do
go
that.
Fast. Go fast.
10 guys and 13. So Demi's here. A little refresher on Demi. She was on Colton's season, then was on Paradise 2 years ago and got engaged to her girlfriend, which from outside the show.
Mm-hmm. It was serious.
It was serious. Well, something several guys got excoriated for this episode, potentially having a relationship outside the show, but that was a different situation.
Not really. She came on the show with a significant other and then left with that person who isn't a part of the franchise.
It was presented a little differently on that season, yes. Yeah. Currently, she's here to date guys, and she's got a date card to do so. Mm-hmm. I want to shock some people and stir some shit up. Good.
That's my type of girl.
Demi pulls Connor, who's starstruck. She then pulls Kenny, who immediately takes off his shirt to, quote, show her his tattoos, right? Then she pulls Brennan for a chat. I found this conversation funny. It's clear Demi doesn't know who these guys are. She's just flirting with them. She's just, like she said, here to...
Yeah.
Natasha's a little nervous. Brennan agrees to go on the date when Demi asks her.
There is a buzz on the beach from Demi.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Just undeniable buzz when she walked down.
Demi and Brennan date. They're on jet skis. Long story short, they kiss. They make out. It was a long, passionate kiss. This was not just a smooch.
Brendan showed that he was interested, it seemed, based on that kiss.
After their kiss, Brendan says, hey, listen, Demi, you're great, but I got other skillets cooking too.
I got a lot of stuff.
What did you make
here
of this speech? Particularly the timing,
I can't get behind. I'm okay with the with
of course, the content
what
was
he's
perfectly
saying,
acceptable.
The content is fine. Okay? I just met you. This has been fun, but I'm not going to be exclusive when we get back to the beach. Now, the moment you finished kissing someone, that doesn't need to be said. I'd just wait till later that night or the next day or something like that. Just the timing was way off for Brendan.
Go back to the beach, be in the presence of other people.
Then
it makes a little more sense. Yeah. Now he's just like, hey, you
not
know,
in
think
this
it,
intimate okay. moment.
Right after the crescendo of the date. Back on the beach, this was surprising to me.
Mm.
A little Blake situation going on with Brendan.
We got a Blake situation.
Mm-hmm. He's holding out for Piper because him and Piper allegedly have a thing. The rumors start swirling. It's a game of telephone.
Everyone is just saying anything. Anything they've heard.
Anything
from
they've
anybody.
Heard and adding their own
everybody.
Little spice to it.
Everyone. But yeah, that's. I mean, if I was there, I'd be doing the same thing. I'd be saying stuff I've heard. But
there's
hey,
no repercussions.
Let me add what I think might have happened too, but I don't know for
what
sure.
What I can
happened.
Imagine those two doing.
Yeah, what I can imagine Brandon and Piper were doing.
Noah lets it slip around Natasha, so she's got some questions when Brendan returns. Back on the date, the nature girl Demi Flair says she's the cream of the crop, the best there is on the beach. $600 lizard shoes. I don't know what that is, but I'd be ashamed to wear it. When Demi gets to her limo, there's six guys and six girls waiting for her. Wait for the nature girl.
Limousine riding, jet setting, whatever that thing is.
To the camera, she says, this has never happened to me, but this was a funny line. This has never happened to me before, except with Colton, and that was brutal, but he was gay, so it doesn't count.
Understandable, yeah.
Do you think she was, she was going on and on about being rejected. I wouldn't call what Brendan said a rejection. It was just, hey, I'm not ready to be exclusive with you yet.
I just think the timing of what he said wasn't great. I think Demi was genuinely embarrassed by this situation. I think she came in as the big dog on the beach and she got rejected. I don't know if it was necessarily rejection, if that's what he was saying, but somewhat was. If you're interested, I don't think you'd say that. I don't think he's interested at all in doing anything.
Probably not.
He said, if our paths cross again, like,
yeah, that was
we
weird.
Aren't even going to talk.
He's bad at speeches. He's a bad speech guy.
Like, if we happen to run into each other, so I'm not going to make any effort to
like,
ever talk to you
guys are probably sleeping in the same room. You spend all day on the same beds. Ivan and Jasenia quickly. Ivan asked her about a private suite. Jasenia says she takes things a little slower. Yeah.
A lot of people in the coupled stage and like have been moved off to the side of this series and you don't even see them. You're not going to see them for episodes at a time other than like a brief check-in on how they're doing. There's like 20 people here.
And we're only seeing
23.
Six of them at a time.
We're only seeing a couple and the other ones don't seem interested at all in mingling. Like they're stuck. They're attached and they're not going anywhere.
That's how you get engaged at the end. Mari and Kenny or...
Yeah, I agree.
Noah and Abigail. We saw nothing of Noah and Abigail this whole week.
Mm-hmm.
Serena C, Victoria L, who's the queen / goddess, Victoria P, and Kelsey are not currently booed up, which means James, the available one. This makes for the best part of the show. When people who are desperate for roses mm-hmm. have to clamor for the least interesting and desired contestants. James and Victoria P. He says, hey, you're my number one. Victoria P., reluctantly, This was a live note. This was not in retrospect. Reluctantly tells James she's into him. Comes right out and says it to the camera. She wants a rose because maybe someone else will come down that she can connect with.
That's the name of the game.
Come right out and say it. I appreciate that. Be honest about it. You're here to get roses.
A couple of the people, like Serena C and the goddess, aren't doing Victoria. Enough of this, in my opinion. Nothing makes me more mad than people wasting time on the beach talking about how they need to get out and talk to more people. I was like, why haven't you talked to everyone a bunch already? What are you guys doing this whole time? Wasting time. I don't like it.
Meanwhile, Victoria P came in with a detailed plan, as we
find
out.
At least Victoria P's doing something. She's exactly. trying to get a rose out here. What are you guys doing? You might as well just leave right now.
Meanwhile, Jacinya gets a date card, and Victoria, now, I might have picked up on this wrong, but I think she acknowledged she doesn't need the date card because there's a rando who's going to give her a rose anyway. She's like, well, Justin will give me a rose.
It's all good.
It's fine. It would have been cool, but whatever. Jacinya and Ivan date. Cool setting with the table in the shallow end of the pool with the lighting.
That. You had to walk into through the water to the... Yeah, I like that.
Ivan, who only has serious conversations on one-on-one dates.
Yes.
Sets the table for Jacinya, who mentions the racist messages she got after she was on Matt's season. While I've no doubt this happens all the time, I think it's kind of strange that the show airs entire segments where contestants talk about how racist viewers are.
How shitty their fans are of the show that we're currently watching.
Yeah, and it's also, you know, I don't know the percentage of people who watch the show who behave like this. But it comes off as a large percentage.
Yeah.
So I just am wondering, I'm curious to see how this plays out.
It could possibly help.
Makes you feel better about watching
it. Get rid of some of the toxic.
Yeah.
You know, I think that the stuff with Rachel and the backlash she faced, and she's been pretty open about it and stuff like that, was a bad look for the franchise. So hopefully they're doing this to, you know, bring light to it and hopefully make it so people of color can come on this show without having to worry about that type of, but who knows if that's going to happen.
That's why it's interesting to me that they do this, because I don't know what the outcome will be.
Yeah.
Anyway, these two get along great. Jacinya, happy she came to paradise. She didn't want to initially, but she found Ivan. She would have regretted it if she didn't come and meet Ivan.
Ivan guarantees her the rose tomorrow, which I don't like people doing, whatever.
<Nope.
laughs> So she has nothing to worry about.
There's a lot of guaranteed roses here, and I don't like that.
Ivan, you gotta start playing a little ball here, fella.
Yeah, Ivan is not interested in ball playing.
No.
They make out in the pool. Hot couple, cute couple. Anything else on this day?
Good day. Just two people, I think, aligned in terms of what they're trying to get out of this season, and cute couple. What do you want? Good date.
It's in retrospect, this date setting was far and away 1,000 times better than the final date we saw this week. Back on the beach, they have Demi and Brendan return separately, which was smart. So Demi
like
could start talking to people and get them riled up, and then Brendan shows up, has no clue what was going on. What'd you make of their discussion?
Made you think that she left Brendan on the date without letting him know, which is,
if they were going to let anyone do that, it would be Demi sending a guy home on a date.
And he almost, when he came back, he's like, hey, what happened back there? It almost seemed like that.
You
type
scooted
of
ahead of me.
We didn't walk back here together. What's the situation?
You know why they made me stop at the top of the stairs for a while? Brendan says he and Piper have hung out, spent time together, communicated, and enjoyed each other's company.
Demi says, if you have your mind made up on someone else, why waste my time? Demi's mad because she wasted her date. Like, she's not going to get another date card. You don't get two date cards. So she wasted her date, is how she feels.
She doesn't believe Brendan, because Demi, let's be honest, she's not in the business of resolving conflicts. She's in the business of exacerbating them. Yes. Brendan could have had physical proof that he'd never communicated with Piper. And she'd been like, I don't buy it. Let's kick it up a notch. So Brendan's not getting out of that one with Demi. What do you make of Natasha and Brendan's?
That's over.
Discussion?
Brendan and Demi is over completely. That was a completely nothing date at this point. Nothing will come from it. They might not. You might not see those two on camera together again.
Probably not.
But Natasha and Brendan, that's something to keep an eye on. Natasha, who had been talking to Brendan, pulls him aside to ask about the date and about what she's been hearing on the beach. Not a good situation for, not a good conversation for Brendan on the outside. But I think he handled it pretty well. Jess, how was your date? And also, why did you come here if you're dating someone else? Brendan lets her know the situation with Piper that you already explained, that he doesn't know if she's going to be here. She's going to be here, right?
Oh, yeah.
She's
Piper?
Definitely, yeah, Piper's going to be here.
She, they took obvious. The same plane together.
It's obvious that they're going to be here. He says that he dated Piper for a bit, but nothing was there. Natasha asks him an interesting question. Why didn't you just explore things with Piper back home? I didn't think that was a fair question. I wanted to come get more famous. What do you mean? That's what we're all here
Natasha,
for.
Natasha, as you know, the reason people come here is not to fall in love. That's what I was said.
That's a secondary thing.
I'm here to be on
thing.
TV. Yeah.
That's a secondary
maybe
thing.
Maybe tertiary. Also, there's legalities involved. Yeah. I signed the contract months ago. Like, I don't want to do
the
no-show
contract.
Fee.
They
my
pay us,
agent
as
needs
you
this
know.
Money. Yeah.
You know they pay us, right? I came here to come get on. Paid, get more followers. Third, find love. So that's why I came here.
They had me with my shirt on my season of The Bachelorette. I had to come here and show people another side of
what's
me.
What's popping?
Yeah.
Brendan weasels out of this, though, explains to Natasha that he has the strongest connection with her and enjoys spending time with her. I bought it. I bought
I was
going to
say,
saying.
I don't think
I'm
this was a weasel.
No,
I understand
yeah, weasel
this.
Was a wrong term. when he came into this conversation, it was like, uh-oh, you just went on a date, and there's these rumors
Demi
flying.
Well, already
so
said
that's
you're
what
a
I
liar.
Mean,
so
that's what I mean by weasel. He somehow got out.
I think he got
he
out
got
fair
out
and square.
Having a date. He had a date that day, and there were rumors flying, and I think he got out. It could have been a Blake situation.
Well, he
like
got
this-
out. It absolutely could have been. He got out because Natasha's a reasonable person.
That's
who
true.
Isn't playing a character. Natasha
That's
was like,
true.
Yeah, all right, that makes sense.
That's
I understand.
Fine.
You know, we get along. Let's keep going. It's not a big deal. It's all
no
good.
Big deal.
Meanwhile,
big deal.
Demi sees them walking together and thinks it's rude somehow. See, that's Demi's playing a different game. She's a different world right
now. Demi's in a different...
she's doing her job.
She's
doing
in a
her
different
job.
Tier of how much they're making and how much they're expected on the series. Like,
$15,000 Rolex.
Demi was brought here by production, and they've told her that she needs to mess things up. Like, you're the you're one of the faces on the beach. Natasha doesn't have that expectation right now. She's just actually looking for love and kind of trying to get followers.
After the break, quick, Connor and Marissa chat on the beach. She knows what she wants. So she's like, Connor, you know, show me you really like me.
Yeah.
He's holding back a little bit, but, he's also, he does like her. She knows what she wants.
Yeah.
He's like, what do you want? She's like, you, baby.
Wow.
They make out on the beach. They kiss.
Hey, good for cat guy.
In kiss chatter from Connor. I wouldn't have it any other way. Only Connor will just keep the conversation going during the make out under the moonlight. Victoria P. Feeling the pressure. Sucks it up and talks to James again. They have a couple service level convos about peeing outside and brushing teeth around coffee time. A lot of strange.
But we can fly through this Victoria P stuff in my eyes, but was this all a gimmick? Like, everything that she did to me seemed like a gimmick. Every single thing.
Oh, the question she was asking?
The question she was asking, the conversation, she's acting like Louisiana people are from a... I don't know what's going on.
I don't know. You pee out if you live in the rural area. You can go
outside.
She
asked him if you wake up and you walk outside to pee, as if because she knows a couple guys who have in their lives peed outside that they also like wake up, stretch out, and walk outside to pee. Nobody does that.
No,
okay?
And you can tell by James's hair that he's not a real outside guy.
No, but then also the main gimmick. I didn't the Jordan James thing where she kept messing up his name. I didn't.
I find
it
that
seemed
hard
like,
to believe.
It seemed like a complete gimmick to me. Like, what is this a gag? What are you doing? What are you doing with the name? This isn't funny. This isn't working.
I believe it. I think the producers in those camera rooms were like, why don't you talk about the guy you've been talking? Like, they didn't feed her his name at any point. Yeah. And when she couldn't remember it, they just let her flounder. They didn't go,
it happened
James,
too many
restart.
Times, though. It was too many times for me to buy.
Some
okay,
people
and then,
don't pay attention to other people's names.
That's true. That's true. And she seems like she might be that person, but
she's in her own world. Quickly, Tammy doesn't trust Victoria P because her track record is sketchy. I was caught in her web of lies and manipulation, Tammy says. I think in Tammy's contract, she has to accuse X number of people of the M word. Tammy reveals that Victoria P has a current boyfriend. You didn't like the playbook sketch, AB? The playbook where they drew it
what
out?
What the hell was the playbook? Okay,
I don't
so
know. It wasn't a real playbook, but I like that they're leaning into nefarious activities.
No, not that
activities.
It wasn't a playbook, but what Tammy was describing...
Yeah, it made zero
made
sense.
Made zero sense. So she said she has a boyfriend. Her game plan is to show up in paradise, break someone's heart, and then go back to Nashville. The cameras are going to follow her back to Nashville.
Yeah, the
and
cameras,
then
that was a leap for
the
me.
The boyfriend, that seemed
the cameras
like a
are just
huge,
going
why would the why would the
you
cameras,
she's going to get ABC show?
She breaks up with this guy, and they're going to follow her to her boyfriend, and he's a singer, so he's going to become famous from this too, and they're going to put him on camera?
This, the what this plan was coming
what the
on
hell
the show?
Was this playbook? It didn't make no any sense. It seemed like a huge stretch and not fair to Victoria. I don't want to defend Victoria, but what Tammy's saying doesn't make any sense.
Anyway, Tammy's going to tell James. Looking forward to it. Cocktail party. Did David Spade at this point announce that he was leaving? I might have missed that. Okay, because I don't watch Paradise
start,
twice. I'm on vacation.
This is
summertime.
Vacation mode.
I'm not
one
watching
time,
this shit
one
twice.
Time only. Yeah, at the beginning of the... cocktail hour, he does a quick 5 minute set, and then he says I'm gonna leave. He doesn't stay for that night, and then Wells takes over the rest of the day.
Okay, so David Spade was on site for 36 hours.
Yes.
What's your takeaway from him? Because I think he should be the full-time host of the
I'm
show.
A fan.
I think he strikes the perfect tone for it.
I think he should be a part of it. He should just be on set at all times and cut to him, you know, once or twice an episode. Absolutely. I think he should be there and be a part of the show as a secondary character. I still like I liked when Lance came on, too. So I like the idea
well,
of different
like
people.
This. I
it
just
changes
like what's
the vibe.
Happening.
The vibe was different when Lance was here than when David
That's
was
fair.
Here.
That's
so
true.
I like having, but I agree. I would appreciate if David was just given a bungalow. And he comes and goes
just
throughout the season.
Just throw out some barbs, a light toasting.
Yeah, you can come
whenever
you want.
Let's not take this so seriously. It's not that serious here on the beach.
Come on around whenever you want, David Spade, and, you know, talk about what's going on.
Free, okay. So there's a bunch of couples. I won't list them off because we're going to get to the rose ceremony shortly. The free agents are Demi, Deandra, Queen Victoria, Kelsey, and Serena C. Carl, and I don't know who else, but Carl is the main male free agent. So only in Paradise... several women gather around Carl to vie for Carl's attention. Serena C tries to get Aaron, who's with Tammy. She came in for Aaron, apparently. They do a little rapping.
A little
it was
style,
a rapping and a beat. It was horrible. All I know is she sits on his lap and they make out.
Yeah, I'm still a little
it was like a
by
hardcore
that.
like
what's going on here? Tammy and Aaron as serious as they're
you
they
know,
made
even
out
if they're
be.
Only semi-serious, it's like damn, you yeah, guys don't damn. Gotta go. So Tammy finds out about this. You're thinking, oh, Tammy might be upset. Tammy
nope.
goes straight to him and out
straddle
dueling makeouts for Aaron.
Yep,
which resulted in him not being able to join her at the bar afterwards. Joe and Serena P make out and they chat a little bit.
These two
Joe doesn't
cute.
Have any kids. They're hot. They have
first
a
time we've seen them this season.
They're
these
really
two are
cute.
Hot. These
yeah.
guys are great. I
and
like them.
She kind of snuggles up into them. Great couple.
Mm-hmm.
Trey and Tajwan. A quick reminder. Tajwan dated Trey's uncle.
Yes.
Who is smoking hot.
Is sexy as hell.
Trey shared a picture of him and that's not a choice I would have made. I would have kept that under wraps.
I would not have shared that picture.
I would not have been like,
no.
Look how much better looking my uncle is than me. I wouldn't have done that. I would have sat that one out.
That couldn't have been me to share that picture. No, thank you.
Anyway, just a reminder, Tajwan dated Trey's uncle.
And his uncle is hot.
Yes, and a better kisser than him, no matter what she says.
That's a fact. That's a fact. Yeah. Those are facts.
A little spat with Victoria and Tajwan. Victoria tried to talk to Trey.
Too little too late, you know, yeah. Victoria. I already said she wasted all our time here. She didn't. And then at the last minute, she's trying to steal away people.
Well, I thought it was funny that Tajwan pulled Victoria aside. You could have just pulled Trey aside.
No.
She pulled Victoria aside.
To let her know.
And I thought, you think Trey's going to give Victoria a rose 2 hours? He's going to switch that up 2 hours. I mean, come on. Tammy tells James that Victoria P has a boyfriend. Aspiring country singer. She was with him on Thursday.
I think they said they have a dog together.
And they have a dog together.
That's serious, folks.
She tells James, I want you to find a connection. Okay. Just like me and Aaron have a connection. As if Aaron didn't just make out with Serena C. That was at a baby.
Nothing more annoying than people with not that great of a connection talking about their great connection to other people. Like, one day you'll find what me and Aaron have.
Get it.
You mean, are you talking about the guy that just was making out with another girl minutes ago? Is that the connection? Hopefully I don't have that type of connection.
You mean a loose association?
Yes.
With no firm anything?
Based on wanting to stay here longer, mostly?
I just hope you... Well, hey, she hopes James can find that. Tammy tells James Victoria doesn't even know his name. Quote, that's rose chasing to me. It sure is, Tammy. Now quit hating and stay out of this.
Rose chasing, get a rose. Nothing wrong with rose chasing. Sometimes you go to the beach and there's nothing there for you. So you need to rose chase so you can wait for the other people. There are going to be some big names coming down that that step. Are you kidding me? There's nothing wrong with rose chasing. And let's not put a stigma behind it, period. I'm tired of it.
By not knowing somebody's name and pretending to like them. It's
rose
true.
Chasing this is the name of the game in paradise. There's nothing wrong with it. Nothing. This is a half of the people. What if the person that I'm supposed to be here for?
Let's be honest.
Is in the next
half. These people have active relationships back home. In quotes, Victoria P is one of them. Brendan probably
I'm not
is
willing
another
to
one.
Say half.
Tammy's
I'm not
another
willing
one.
To say
it's
half.
A lot of them. It's a lot of them. Come on. Think they've just been ignoring all the people and their messages since they were on TV being hot? I don't think so. James and Victoria P. James says, "Hey, I've had some interesting conversations tonight." Victoria says, whoa, back up. You're coming in too hot here. Whoa.
Hey,
you're being really
relax,
out of line.
Relax.
What are you accusing me of?
You haven't even said anything yet.
You haven't even said anything. Hey, I talked to somebody. All right, hey. Watch it.
How fucking dare you?
How dare you? The gall, James. James says, hey, just want to put this out there. Heard you had a boyfriend back home.
That's what people are talking about. Hey.
Tammy and Kelsey specifically said so.
Do you have a dog with someone?
Victoria says she doesn't have a boyfriend back home. She has someone who's taking care of Fido. Just kidding. She didn't say that. Him and I broke up before I got here, she says. Victoria goes, hey, it's early. You know, we're getting to know each other. I don't even know your last name. He goes, hey, you don't even know my first name.
That was
Victoria
a good line.
Says, hey, relax, man. Hey, come on. Victoria is caught. This was a caught reaction.
This is caught. My favorite thing about Victoria, caught Victoria. It's my favorite
caught.
Thing about being Victoria being caught is how she handles it. I'm just gonna I'm gonna back away from this situation for a minute just to collect my thoughts. I've never heard of someone doing that in that situation. It obviously means you're guilty and you need time to think of an excuse. She does it multiple times. Like, hey, let me time out. Hey. I'm going to go over there for a minute, collect my thoughts. I'll be back.
Victoria goes to Tammy and Kelsey. She says, hey, do you guys think we're friends? Based on how she's handling this, I have here, it's obvious this is factual information about Victoria P that Tammy and Kelsey have shared.
Obviously.
Tammy, I have here, revels in mucking up other situations. Quote, you can't fix a manipulative person who truly believes she's a great person. This is your friend, Tammy, that you're talking about on TV. This is your friend. Victoria pulls James aside. She says, you know what? You caught me. All right. The jig is up. I get it.
It's over.
You caught me.
It's over.
I'm just going to go. I'm so caught. I'm up
what
to my neck
do?
And shit right
what
now.
Am I gonna
How
do,
am I
lie?
Getting out of this?
I can't lie. I got nothing. I went over there to try to think of something to come up with a lie to say to you, but I couldn't come up with anything good. I just can't. You got
Backed
me.
Backed myself into a corner.
You caught
I didn't
caught
expect this.
Me.
She says, I hope you walk away from this with the love of your life. Even Kelsey and Tammy, I want you to know they're better than this. Classic fake high road quote. Like, hey, I hope the best for the people who ratted me out. They're good people, despite what they said about me, which is true.
I'd like to read the first part of her nonsensical speech to James. I walked into this regardless of what anyone else may say, like 100% open. And I think the best thing for me to do is to take all of me, imperfect me, growing me, and walk away from this.
Okay, she's so growing.
You came, teach are you, are you? If I'm James, I'd say, okay, are you admitting that you came on here? You've been wasting my time this whole time. Is that what you're saying? True. I don't know what you just. I don't know what that speech was about. Imperfect me and all this. Are you saying that you lied to me and everyone, and you're here for the wrong reasons, and now you're leaving? Is that what's going on?
When she got in the Tahoe, she did more of that little vague stuff and then says, I don't need to search for what I have at home. And it's like a wry smile. And scene. Great job.
Hey, Victoria, good job. I'm glad you were here.
Yeah, it was a good little storyline.
Yeah.
She flew too close to the sun. That happens. Sometimes you get caught.
Sometimes you get caught doing something you shouldn't be doing.
Sometimes you get caught.
It's no big deal.
I think, two people were accused of having current relationships, quote, back home.
Yes.
I think Victoria, based on her reaction, I think what she was accused of was accurate. She had a current boyfriend. Yes. I find it hard to believe that they broke up before the show. There's something I have a headline of the week that I have a theory about later.
Okay.
Whereas I don't think Brendan is currently dating Piper.
No, I don't either.
Because his reaction was, I think, more reasonable, and he didn't act guilty. There's a lot of guilty.
She was acting
type
guilty
response.
As hell.
She was acting super guilty. Maybe Brendan and Piper agreed to like cool down and meet on Paradise, which may or may not be worse. But that, you know, whatever. That's, I think, within the bounds of.
I'm not giving Brendan a complete pass. I think he probably came on here looking to meet Piper. But
is that better or worse than coming on here with an outsider relationship?
That's better.
Or do you not care enough? I'm not sure I care
enough.
That's
better,
I think. I want hot people coming down here to make out.
I think that's better. But also, I like when people come on with boyfriends, okay? Boyfriend and girlfriends. I like when they come on with a significant other. It spices things up. It can't just all be Ivan and Jesenia's off in the corner, you know, creating a life together. It can't all be that. That's not great
boring.
To see. I want to see some drama.
Creating
too.
A life together.
It's got to be half and half, okay?
I'd say 80-20. 80-20, yeah. All right, rose ceremony. Ivan to Jesenia, Noah to Abigail. Like, I like Noah and Abigail a lot. I think they're a great fit together. I think they're really cute. I think he really adores her.
What are we going
to
watch them?
I don't need to see that, though. I'm good. Let me check in once a week.
Are we
going to
watch them, like, take naps together all cutely? And no, that's not... I mean, give us a little update every once in a while on how they're doing. I appreciate that.
Cool.
Give us a couple dates, maybe, of them with good conversation.
Yeah.
But I don't need to see them on the beach all the time.
Judge if they start judging other couples, yeah, let me tune in.
Yeah, exactly.
Joe and Serena P, Connor to Marissa, Trey to Chajuan, Carl to Deandra. Shout out to Deandra surviving. She won the Carl lottery. Brendan to Natasha, Aaron to Tammy, Kenny to Mari. James, I thought he should have picked Demi. Attach yourself to the biggest name available.
Yeah.
While he has the rose and he's getting ready to deliver it, Kelsey faints.
Listen, Rem, no shame. I've said it before. I'll say it again. You gotta keep your knees moving, Rem. You don't want to let them things get locked. Her knees got locked. We all know she was talking about earlier. She has problems in heat. She sweats a lot. So she was sweating.
Interesting timing for the knees to lock up. Baby,
yeah, they've been standing there for hours. Probably
the last rows that for the guy she's
her
trying to get.
Knees were locked, Rem. I believe it. There's no. Yeah. What do you think? She was going for a sympathy rose in the last minute. I don't think so. You and Demi
interesting
are
timing.
You and Demi are too.
Sorry, I'm cynical about. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. All right.
Can't lock your knees, folks. That's all this was. No big deal.
Demi. Don't make me review the tape and watch her knees flexing. That would be a bad look. James gives it to Demi, obviously.
Yeah.
No roses, Serena C, Victoria L, and Kelsey.
Never has there been a more obvious producer-given rose than James to Demi. We got to keep Demi here. You don't have any connections. He has zero connections with anyone because the connection he had just left, Demi.
Yeah, of course.
Obvious.
Come on. Let's take a quick break.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Third episode, there's a surprise on the beach. It's an old boombox. It's in sinks. It's gonna be me. Lance Bass arrives. Doesn't look a day over 24.
Looks
if you're
great.
Wondering who your next host is gonna be, it's gonna be me. Unfortunately, most of these people don't know who that is. Sad.
Lance guy instantly jumps into the
well, yeah, he's
the
a
dance
music guy.
He jumps into the dance, which I appreciated.
Lance with Tajwan, Deandra, Natasha, and Jasenia. Lance says, damn, Deandra, you're really not into Carl, huh? Some of the recent boys are anticipating Thomas. In my opinion, Thomas brings out the lamest in these guys. These guys are cool until Thomas shows up, and then they get annoying. Thomas is here. Come on down, my boy. Cool bad boy facial hair now. What do you have on Thomas's arrival?
Before that, this is where I like the different hosts. Lance does a whole mimosa meeting with the ladies, and that was I like that.
Yeah, you can change
different
it up.
Hosts have different stuff they're going to do. Getting into Thomas, you're right. The guys are acting terrible.
Get over it.
Aaron does a throat chop and says, I'm going to kill this guy. He goes, anyone who does that motion.
I like that too.
The slit your throat motion. That's
you,
too
yeah,
far.
You get fined. You get fined,
in the NBA
sports,
now. You can't,
NBA.
You can't do that type of stuff. The throat slit. He said, I'm going to kill this guy. So I'm like, okay, relax.
Yeah, he doesn't mean it. Just, come on. I don't like him. Throat.
That's when I'm like, okay, these guys are, this is a little much for
at
what
least Aaron
Thomas
does,
did.
At least Aaron does funny stuff. Trey just goes, I'm so mad at Thomas all the time. It's like, can you elaborate? Can one of you guys elaborate?
Yeah, what's the problem at this point? It's been months.
It might not have been. It might have been like 10 days since they last saw him.
That's true.
Lance and Thomas. Lance says, who hates you the most, Thomas? Thomas says, well, it was a union. Everyone was equally against my presence.
I got voted
all
out.
Way across.
You should have
seen
just
it. One, yeah, it wasn't just one guy. It was a whole rigmarole.
Everybody hated my guts.
You know that Simpsons gif with the pitchforks? That's what it was. Thomas arrives. Very excited for this. The ladies are going to love him. The fellas are going to hate him.
He's a presence.
He's a presence. Well,
Aaron's like talking about how he talks about his size. It's like, okay, well, his size is something that needs to be talked about, pal.
Yeah.
He's huge.
He's jealous.
He is huge.
Trey says he's never going to speak to him on purpose.
Oh, okay.
Aaron tells everyone Thomas is his worst enemy. I figured maybe this obvious jealousy from these guys would make the ladies who don't know him even more. Whoa. You guys seem to be so jealous of this hunk for the ages. Maybe I'll check him out. It's
a lot of jealousy oozing from all our men.
Joe goes, what'd this guy do? Huh?
I like Joe. Joe, I'm not going to be mad at this guy because of what you guys are saying. I haven't even met the guy.
Thomas says, well, he wanted to be bachelor. He openly admitted it. Joe goes, oh, he openly admitted it? Never a good idea.
Just Joe, every time he's on my screen, I'm having a better time.
He just says funny things in a funny way. And a lot of times he says what the viewer is saying. You don't want to do that. Trey says Thomas just lies, lies, lies. And then Aaron talks about giving him a rock bottom, which is... When I watch this show, I want someone to hate someone else that they openly fantasize about doing pro wrestling finishers on them.
Absolutely.
I want that.
Yeah.
I want someone to go, when I see this guy come down the stairs, I'm going to put him in the lion tamer.
It's a Stone Cold Stunner on sight.
Give him the jackhammer. Thomas and Tajwan. Trey tells the group that they've already, her and him and Tajwan have already talked about Thomas at length. This is when I start to grow... Why are you two talking about him?
I mean, I understand that you know that Thomas is coming. They all know who's coming. They, like we said, they probably flew out together with Thomas, and they know he's just there waiting. So it's understandable that they might
have
mentioned
him,
but an in-depth conversation about Thomas didn't seem necessary.
At length, Tajwan returns from her conversation with Thomas and says, hey, he talks about how big he is all the time. And Eric goes, I know. That's all he talks about.
I've been trying to tell these people.
He won't shut up about how big he is.
I like that little, they do a little cut scene where they show him talking about how big he was. They did it off. They showed him like 3 or 4 times. And that was funny. I enjoyed this.
Of course, they cut to him telling Mari, oh, you're going to have to remind me.
Same exact thing.
So funny to go, oh. Remind me to duck.
Remind me
I'm
to
new
duck.
Here.
But then he does it again.
Does the same thing in the same place to Marissa. That was so funny. These boys are jealous of the big man. Sorry, the guy has to duck and you don't.
Big Daddy Cool Diesel, Thomas.
Big Diesel. Big
Diesel here.
He comes in.
Diesel on the beach.
Yeah, 6'6". No big deal. I mean, he's great. Thomas is hilarious. That's a hilarious thing to do. The second time, he literally hit his head in the spot.
Yep.
Thomas and Serena. Joe expects Thomas to ask Serena to be on the date, which he does.
I mean, you guys told me he wants to be the bachelor. Serena, if you've seen AB's pyramid, she's at the top, she's the highest spot or one of the highest here. Of course he's going to take her. It was logical, Joe.
Yeah, Joe knows what's going on. He's like, well, Serena, probably going to take her. Nothing I can do. She goes over to tell Joe. He says, jokingly, you know, I hope you have a bad time. If you like Joe for his personality, Serena, you definitely won't like Thomas for his personality.
No, not at all.
Carl does some movie kicks on the beach. I just want to state that everyone is jealous of the kickspin, the low kickspin, a difficult maneuver. They were making fun of him, but it's like, you can't do these. These are impressive kicks.
I was very impressed with the kicks. I'm not, there's no jokes here for me.
No.
This no is jokes.
Totally sincere. The kicks he were doing, they were high level of difficulty.
I agree. Agreed. Cobra Kai coming back in a few months here, folks.
Yeah, you know, I wish they wouldn't. I mean, usually Netflix is like, hey, new, you know, the certain season of a series is coming out in a week or a couple days.
Yeah, they gave us too much time this time.
It's coming out in December.
Yeah, it's too much time.
Just put it out there. It's already done.
Give us the content.
Give us the episodes.
Yeah, period.
Joe runs down the Kendall storyline. I thought he made it seem like Leo came in, stole her forever, and that was the last he saw of Kendall. I think they just...
I forgot about Leo until that moment. I hadn't thought about him since.
He's a footnote in their relationship. Yeah. And interestingly, this is a very similar storyline.
Mm-hmm. Hunk comes in.
Hunk comes in.
An absolute hunk.
Maybe she's got eyes. Yeah. The Thomas and Serena date. Tough scene for Joe right off the bat. Serena going on and on.
The body.
Thomas is a man.
Jaw-dropping
caps,
body.
All caps.
Thomas, like we said, a specimen. There's a reason that everyone has an issue with him. And it's, I don't...
and it's how much he can bench?
Yes. It's intimidation. It's an intimidation factor.
They go tube and Joe and Wells yucking it up at the bar. Joe basically says, hey, if she's interested in him, then I'm heading out. That's
Wells,
all there is to it.
Wells is doing a great job this season. I've enjoyed every single time he's been on my screen. I enjoy him in his back and forth with every character. David Spade, Joe, anyone he's talked to, I've enjoyed.
He seems to have more information.
He's doing more than he has
he
in the
always
past.
Knows what's going on. Yeah. Mm-hmm. They're grooming him.
He is in the trailer that Chris Harrison used to be the one with all the cameras watching everything, getting fed information into a headphone. That's where he is now. That's where he stays. He knows everything that's going on out here.
He does.
Yeah.
All right. New arrival, Riley.
Wow.
Biceps mania.
The biceps are absolute showstoppers.
Everybody loses it when he comes down.
Are you kidding me with these? The big dog is on the beach with them biceps. The big dog's here.
If you can't hang with the big dogs, stay in the hotel.
And he's acting like it, too.
If I were him, I would have wore a big dog shirt with no sleeves, custom cut sleeves. Tajwan says her list of guys she wanted to see was Riley, and that's it.
That Trey is out. Trey.
So
yeah.
Let's list people who are above Tajwan, above Trey and Tajwan's power rankings. Riley, Trey's uncle, and then Trey. Move on, Trey.
Yes, it's over, Trey. It's over.
You might sneak, you know, by default.
You might get another rose.
Say, I don't
out
want to be anybody's second choice, buddy.
You're
the second
choice. You're a third choice.
Third choice. Anyway, Riley's got a date card. Pulls Marissa aside first. Connor tries to give in some stuff. There's nothing to worry about. I mean, these notes just seem so quaint now. Riley talks with Tammy, Natasha, Deandra, and Mari. Then he speaks with Tajwan. Tajwan says, I'd have zero hesitation if you asked me on a date. She
very forward.
Very clear.
Yeah, very forward.
That she wants to be with him. So I'm thinking, oh, okay, he'll choose Tajwan.
I thought so, yeah.
But no. Riley announces he'd like to take Marissa on a date.
Cat guy hilariously says, this is when it starts getting humiliating for him that we were talking about earlier. He says he's not worried. They have a great connection.
That's not hilarious.
I'm
that was
worried.
Accurate.
Well, the viewer is worried for Cat Guy as he's saying this.
Tajwan walks off the beach. Trey realizes she's upset about not being picked by the new hot
That's
guy.
That's going to be a bad feeling when the person you gave your rose to is upset that someone else didn't take her on a date. No. That's not
I think he looks
good.
At the camera and goes, I'm fucked, fellas. You see this reaction? This is bad news for old Trey. Back on the Thomas and Serena date.
Yeah.
Serena says, hey, I don't know you. Everyone hates you. What's the deal? Thomas, you know, I'm just a big teddy bear. Okay, Thomas. Then he goes into the specifics of his feuds.
Yeah.
Strange strategy. Not sure how it's going to play out with him. He says, Trey is, quote, like my little brother, but he's not emotionally strong.
Trey hates your guts. How are you like
Trey
his big brother? What are you talking
size.
About?
It's a size comment.
Yeah. I see him as my little brother. Why? You haven't talked to him since your season, and he hated your guts before then and after.
Goes into detail about why Aaron, he talks about specific interruptions from their season.
Yeah.
It's like, you know, Serena hasn't seen, the episodes haven't aired yet.
Spoiler
alert.
Just
find out how you want to spend your precious time alone with someone on the beach. And I thought she could tell that he was full of it.
Yeah.
Any other comments on this?
Doesn't go well.
It doesn't go well, but also they didn't show us that it went definitively
Terrible.
Poorly.
Yeah. They didn't show us the conversation. Yeah.
So when she returned, she chats with Joe in a daybed. And I will admit, I yelped when she said she told Thomas
that was a good feeling.
To pursue other people.
That was a good feeling. Serena told him, she said, told Thomas to pursue other people. Joe, who had been sulking all day. I don't know if you saw. He was taking a nap and he had like a humidifier inches from him. Did you notice that?
His towel over his face.
This man was there. He was in a setup that he was going to take an 8-hour nap. That's the situation he was. He was so, he wanted nothing to do with that day.
Moper Joe. So Thomas returns. Talking with Tajwan. He says, unfortunately, a lot of our conversation was talking about that drama. The union is ruining this man's life. They are taking away
stopped.
His opportunity. He can't meet anyone for the rest of his life without having to explain his beefs with the union.
With Aaron and Trey.
Carl pulls him aside.
Just a reminder, the main beef they all had with him was that he wanted to be the Bachelor.
That was the main beef.
We're talking about someone
that we're
that
aware
you,
of.
So maybe he was lying to Katie, let's say. That's not you or anyone you have.
And frankly, kind of par for the course for the show.
It's irrelevant at this point.
Okay, quickly, the confrontation with the fellas. Thomas with his acquaintances on the daybed. He says, hey, I tried to have a date with Serena, but she had all these preconceived notions about me because of what you guys have told everyone. Thomas then apologizes.
I thought it was a good apology.
Specific apologies.
Heartfelt.
To each guy for the events that he says, I lied to you. I took you for granted. I was a nasty. Thomas, the bigger man.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Aaron says, no, well, my beef with you is kind of my whole personality at this point, so I'm not ready to.
He goes, I need
forgive.
A little bit of space and time. What are you talking about?
Space.
We haven't seen each other in a long time. What do you.
I would have appreciated maybe the other guys admitting, you know, giving some. Admitting all, but, you know, maybe we overreacted.
You know,
a little bit of fault
yeah.
as well, but
yeah.
that's not a good union negotiating
tactic. And maybe we're
tactic.
Still overreacting at this moment, yeah, at this very moment. The fact that you're having to apologize for this thing that you did to us, a couple of 10th place finishers on the show or worse. Like, everyone, none of you guys on this daybed were going to win that season of The Bachelorette.
No.
You weren't even close to the top. Okay, so what are we doing here still?
They were upset that Thomas took their time from Katie, time that they wanted to use to
he suffered
do what
the consequences. He went home early.
He went home way
they
earlier
won.
Than he
you
would
got
have.
Him out of there. What's the problem? It's not like he got away with it.
No.
I just don't understand what's still going on here.
I think Thomas is probably full of shit and probably
does
a lot.
Of
yeah,
course
I'm
he's
not fully. Saying,
when he was talking about Trey as a little brother, that's when it's like, okay, this guy's a, I wouldn't fuck with this guy outside of this, but still, it's a little much.
Just when you thought the conflict was smooth over, a new era of friendship.
Perfect timing.
Serena tells everyone what Thomas said about Trey. Quote, he needs a lot of support, needs to be lifted up. Serena's like, why are you talking about him like you're his dad? Tajwan then immediately tells Trey what Serena said Thomas said.
With a twist. Everything has a little telephone tag. Like, what Serena said to the group wasn't exactly what Thomas said. I don't want to defend Thomas, but it was funny just to watch it travel between groups. So Serena came back, told this thing, kind of what Thomas said, I suppose.
Here's the gist of it.
But a little bit more... inflammatory towards Thomas. Like, I wouldn't say it was that negative towards Trey. I didn't take it that way. And then Tajwan goes to Trey, and it becomes even worse. Like, this guy's talking, spent a lot of his time talking shit
said
about
this
you.
This about your mom.
Yeah.
That's what he said. Tajwan tells Trey that Thomas said you were emotionally immature. I don't count this, AB, because it happened before Thomas agreed to stop being the bad guy. The clean slate just started. You can't go back before the slate is clean.
Yeah, I agree.
I don't. That's a little tongue-in-cheek.
And I'm not even sure that's what he said completely. I'm still not sure.
Okay, the pro Thomas boys. Trey rolls up on Thomas.
Listen,
Trey says,
I want everyone, no matter what their situation or what they've done in the past, to have a chance in paradise. That's all. And you guys aren't giving Thomas a chance. Okay? Cut
Trey
the shit.
Trey rolls up on Thomas and he says, this is the last conversation I'm ever going to have.
Dramatic. This is dramatic.
I wish you the best, but that was some snake shit. AB, it seems to me like Thomas said, or Trey said some personal things to Thomas in confidence, and Thomas is revealing
so?
That that we're not seeing. That's the only reasonable explanation for why it's genuine hatred.
He hates his guts.
Hates his guts, and it can't just be like.
And Trey seems reasonable.
What we've seen. Well, when it comes to everything but Thomas,
outside of the uncle
he certainly does.
So I guess the two things we know about him aren't reasonable, but yeah, never mind. Yeah.
So there's got to be something, my opinion, and it's a cop-out, there's got to be something more. There's no way that what we've seen is the reason why Trey hates Thomas this much.
Okay. I can buy that.
Regardless, it's great that he's here because...
It's great. All of these guys are here.
Just his existence is dramatic.
Yeah.
And that's great. He doesn't even have to try.
He doesn't have to do anything.
Yeah. Riley and Marissa date.
Poor cat guy.
What did you think of this date setup with Riley and Marissa? Keep in mind, Marissa says she's never been on a real date in her life. So maybe save the gross out fear factor truth or dare with a chaperone for someone else.
Do you buy the whole date thing?
Yeah. I think that's a good storyline.
That's a good storyline. She also where's the line too? Because she's like, I've been on like mini golf type of stuff. That's a date, number one.
That's a date.
But then also she talks later. They ask something about saying I love you to people, and she made it seem like she has. So I don't know. I seems like she's had some other like serious relationships. I find it hard to believe. It seems like she's kind of stretching the truth there in terms of going on dates. Just one man's opinion.
If you define date as going to a fancy restaurant, I can believe.
How
that's
fancy?
What it to be like.
How fancy we talking?
I don't know. I don't know. I'm not.
If you
I'm
go to Red
Marissa.
Lobster one-on-one, is that a date?
If the restaurant has a menu where that comes in, that is encased in plastic.
That's the line.
With those metal rivets on the corners.
I know exactly what you're talking about.
Not a date, according to Marissa. The date is as follows. Lance Bass, who is an NSYNC, has a series of questions so they can get to know each other better. Mm-hmm. You can either answer the question or eat something gross. The gross things include animal bites. It's classic fear factor stuff. First question, have you ever slid into a celebrity's DMs? Easy, they both say no. Have you ever said I love you and not meant it? They both say no. How many people have you slept with? Lance asks. Both eat animal tongue rather than answer this question. Next question, what's your most embarrassing story? They both eat. Why not just make one up? Or tell one that's not that embarrassing. You know, Michael Scott listing his flaws,
not
but
that,
they're actually
not
all
that
good.
Embarrassing, yeah.
Well, one time I aced a test
when I
didn't study.
Well, I think they realized, like, when they do stuff like this and you have this big plate of disgusting looking food, it's not as bad as it looks. Cause then you like, they had a piece of that tongue. That tongue's not bad. That probably tastes fine. I bet that tongue is fine.
Did not expect that.
So they
that
probably
take.
Realized after he had the tongue. I mean, Riley was snacking on
Riley
the tongue
was snacking
in
on
his
the
interview
tongue.
Scene. It was no
leisure.
Big deal. He was absolutely ripping the meat apart. Yeah. Okay. He loved it. So he probably thought, okay, I'm just going to get this. Let's just get this Lance part over with and we can have some real conversation here.
Then it gets sexual, AB. Riley likes his ass grabbed. We're just a weird ass date. All right. That's all I have to say.
I liked it. I'm always you get a fear factor or challenge eating type of situation. I'm not going to talk about you bad.
Well, and they're trying something new.
Yeah. This was the first date of the season where it's something.
Yes.
All the other dates have been nothing.
They start making out at the table while Lance is standing there. Meanwhile, Connor strumming the ukulele back on the beach. Maybe she'll come back and like us both. Connor.
No foul.
Quick back on the beach. Trey and Tajwani doesn't know where he's at with her. I like these two individually, AB, obviously. This Tajwan is the breakout star of this season.
Agreed.
Thus far.
Yeah.
I'm not sure they're a good fit together. I really am not. And
I'm not either.
As I wrote that, Trey goes, communication-wise, sometimes we miss each other. And that's true. It's like they're not talking. They're talking around
yeah.
each other.
Yep.
Anyway, Tajwan says she's willing to give Trey, quote, another chance, which just seems nice. I don't know why he lost the opportunity in the first place.
Wait a second. What did I do to lose my first chance?
Looking around,
are
like,
you just
wait,
saying
what?
That because Riley turned you down, you're willing to you're willing to accept my rose this week?
I'll
Is that
settle.
What you're saying?
She almost said I'll settle for Trey. They kiss. Is a bad kiss.
Bad kiss.
She's not into it. And then she says to the camera, he's better than his uncle, I promise. Natasha and Joe.
Wise old Joe. If you need some advice, you go to Joe.
He has no advice. He goes, I don't know. Somebody else can come down. We gave Brendan a lot of latitude. Natasha says they haven't made out.
Hmm.
That confirms that Brendan is actively dating Piper. I think if you haven't made yes. out with Natasha yet,
I agree.
You gave her your rose.
I agree. This is just a classic distance yourself without having to have a tough conversation situation. Yeah. You just, you know, where you might have spent 4 hours together the previous day, now you're cutting it down. It's getting harder to find Brendan when you want to talk to him. You're not hanging out nearly as much. And then eventually Piper comes down and you aren't even in a relationship and don't have to feel bad. No big
Natasha
deal.
Natasha goes to Brendan. She says, hey, man, it's not clicking. We
it's
don't have
clicking.
A romantic connection.
Yeah.
Brendan is either the most complicated man I've ever met or a con artist. Keep an eye on these two. Mm-hmm. Well, don't keep an eye because we know it's
going to happen. No, it's over. Yeah.
Back on the date with Riley and Marissa. They both want big families. Marissa says she wants to be reassured a lot. It's been hard to find someone to do that for her. There was one point I hated the way I looked. She gained a bunch of weight. People treated her different. I was reading that Marissa was Miss Teen Montana, but looks back on the experience with negative feelings. I read the headline. I didn't read the story. I'll shoot you straight.
That's fair.
Riley says, "You're beautiful, beautiful soul." Marissa liked hearing this. They kiss. It's a good kiss. Good then they have a separate side kiss. It was whatever. Good conversation.
Where were they?
They went off to the
this
side.
This was like, hey, guys, the bus is leaving, but
yeah.
Riley and her were like, no, hold up. We found this little dark alley here. Can you hold the bus, please? Hold the bus. We need 3 minutes.
There are two types of alleys on this show. The alleys where they set you up and you kiss and there's lighting.
And then there's
the
other alleys
where you go kiss
you find,
with no lighting.
Yeah. When the passion is too strong that you just can't resist.
Yeah.
That alley.
They couldn't resist that alley.
No.
Meanwhile, Connor, they're cutting back and forth. Connor's in his bed playing a sad song.
He's in his bed playing the guitar.
When Riley said, "I know a place we can go," I gasped. I'm not kidding. I go, he doesn't mean what I think he means. Does he just mean back to the beach like you're supposed to? I thought, no way.
He couldn't possibly mean not returning to the group and going somewhere more secluded.
There's no way he meant that, is what I thought. Now I'm just going to read the notes I took. These are live. This is a live.
I can't wait for these live notes.
Oh my God, I think the cliffhanger is that they sleep together. Oh my God, yes. Wow. 4 exclamation points. These are separate bullets. The cliffhanger of this episode is that Riley and Marissa slept together. I just rewrote it. I said it again so I could just... Damn, that is brutal for Connor. Holy shit. If you're Connor, you just gotta head out. You just gotta head out.
He's playing his guitar and they are playing her moaning. I don't know.
Okay, those were fake.
Those
ass.
Are I mean, fake those were moans, like, but that's what they were portraying to us. Okay?
It was...
They were on top of his music. Yeah, like the moans
he
were
was
part
playing
of
the soundtrack.
Music.
Tough. Tough scene.
Tough scene for Connor. It's not a cliffhanger. You keep saying cliffhanger. This is not a cliffhanger. That
it's
is
a cliffhanger
over.
In that I immediately want to know what happens.
Oh, yes,
and
I have
6 days to wait.
You're right. Yeah.
And they showed in the preview someone telling
him. Just a heads up. They were in the boom boom room.
And he goes, what? I mean, you got to head out. You have to leave. You going to come back and hang out with them? Did you have a good time on your date?
Didn't see you come back last night.
Where's your head at? Well, last night it was.
Unspeakable. I just wanted places. To sit down with you and find out, yeah. You know, how your date went and, you know, where you're sitting. Where do we sit? Yeah. I don't know. I haven't thought about you in 48 hours.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, I wanted to bring that up. You've been gone for 2 days. Where have you been? I wrote you a new song.
Got the guitar.
It's called Marissa Kissa.
Listen, Marissa used this man for his rose, and then the real treat came in. That's what happened.
The real treat. Oh man, that was funny. Anything else?
I don't think so.
All right.
Two great episodes.
Quick mailbag. Last week's question was, what do you think of David Spade as host? Nobody answered this. But I do have three.
It's vacation for everyone.
I know. Nobody's... I'll
We're
tell you
all
what, the numbers, nobody heard the mailbag question. I'll put it that way. The mailbag number is 773-234-7794. Vanessa says, for the record, Joe lived in Los Angeles with Kendall for nearly their entire relationship. Oh. He gave LA a shot. If I had to guess... Joe is probably close with his parents. They were shown in the opening this season and doesn't want to get married and raise kids far away from them. Kendall probably feels the same way. and as she's from California and her parents and twin sister live there. Heartbreaking but understandable. Joe's just a big city boy living in a lonely world. Mm. Thank you, Vanessa.
Yeah.
Maybe that's from Journey. Journey's a band that sings. Yeah. Okay, all right. 734 area code. Please make AB's pyramid next week's mailbag question. We need thoughtful Rosecast Nation opinions about the number and names of tiers and contestants' placements in them.
Listen, the names of tiers are the going nowhere.
The numbers and names are locked, all right? We're not changing the pyramid.
The names of the tiers aren't going anywhere. Super duper megastar, super duper stars, superstars. That's funny. Those aren't going anywhere.
You don't know comedy.
Those just are not going anywhere, but yeah, that's the question.
Yeah, just what should the question be? Just
pyramid thoughts.
Give us some tier takes.
What do you think?
Pyramid
Where
thoughts.
Do I got? Too low, too high. Where should, what do you think? People weren't happy about Tia.
Being so high?
Yeah, being so high. I feel like people are forgetting about Tia a little bit.
That's all you have to say. People are forgetting.
I mean,
she has
1.1 million followers. Okay, that's more than a lot of the Bachelorettes.
Well, this is what happens, AB, when you don't define what the criteria is. I think maybe people just don't like Tia, or they don't like that she. The last time she was on, she was stringing Colton along, or whatever. The fact is, Tia's a big dog.
She's a big dog.
End of story.
She owned the beach last time.
Mm-hmm.
She was one of the main people on the show, and she dated The Bachelor.
AB doesn't make the rules.
I don't make
the rules.
I just
but big dogs are big dogs.
Yeah,
people undeniable cachet.
When she comes on this beach, it's going to be surprising for a lot of these people. I feel like.
Yeah. This is from Noah in Los Angeles. Did you guys catch Brendan saying something along the lines of, "quote I'm just doing what the producers are telling us all the time." When Demi's confronting him for teasing her and keeping his options open. It's masked by other people gossiping about their confrontation, so it's not subtitled, but you can definitely make out almost all of what Brendan is saying.
Oh.
I love when little cracks in the facade make it into the final cut, like when Nicole a few seasons ago got two dates back-to-back across two, quote, weeks, and she says on date number two, when I was on my other date last week. Side note, I didn't notice that.
I did not notice that.
I don't watch these twice.
Nope.
All right, quickly, the Rose League update. Here's what we're going to do. A sticker for the person who scored the most points each episode. And a t-shirt for the overall winner. Minus the finale. We're not counting the finale episode in anything. So episode one winner. By the way, you should be more... This is going to bankrupt us, AB, so keep your head and pay attention.
I don't think so. I think we might have to give out less stickers than you think, Rim, if you know what I'm saying.
Oh, are you going to?
I'm pretty good at this, Rim.
All right.
I'm pretty good at this.
I would love for you to start. Hey, and by the way, if you
what
win.
What if I just racked up like week, 3 weeks in a row? Like, oh, AB won again.
We'd save $750. Yeah. If you start winning, the second place person is not going to
win. No, if I win.
If you want the sticker, you got to win.
If I win the sticker, I get the we don't give out anything.
No. That's the way it goes.
I already have a sticker.
All right. Good luck, AB. Episode one winner was Team Karcha. Side note, Dorothy Inks, who got second in episode two, messaged us.
Mm-hmm.
It's actually Dorothy in KS, Kansas.
Right. Oh, okay.
Mm. I should have known that. Dorothy Inks is not. Episode 2 winner was Team Maria Berry. 254 points. The Episode 3 winner. Last I checked, there were 31 people tied for first place.
Yeah.
So I randomly drew one name.
Okay.
Congratulations to Team Coco with 171 points. Can't give out 31 stickers.
No.
It's not.
No, that's not feasible.
Financially recover from this. So if you're one of those three people, message us 773-234-7794 or DM us however you want to get to us.
Where are you sitting?
With your address and the sticker design you like from our store, and we'll send it to you. I've gotten most of the Refer Friend Month and Batch Bracket stickers out. Mm. There's a few still out there, but we've made good progress on that.
Good deal. Where are you sitting at?
I'm getting slaughtered. There's something wrong with the app.
The app is there's no perfectly. Other.
There's no other. I'm getting slaughtered. I'm in the bottom 100 every episode.
Oh, my goodness.
I'm currently 560th out of 893, and probably 200 of those people joined late. So the current overall leader is Team Pretty Boy Pitbulls with 513 points. Hotbot 94 is in second with 503, and Wells Barback is 487. What is your total number, and how did you finish these episodes?
I have 434 points. I'm in 43rd place.
God, that's good. That's good.
The second episode, that's when I really made up some ground rim. I was in 23rd place.
That's impressive.
You're damn right it's impressive. You're damn right.
That's impressive.
I'm in 43rd. I'm in the hunt. That's all you need to know. I'm in the hunt.
We need you to win the overall. Put it that way.
I'm in the hunt. And 43rd place, Rim. Let's cut the shit. 40 of those are cheaters. So it's really like
that's
I'm
what
in
I was
fourth
gonna
place.
Say.
It's like I'm in fourth. I'm in the top five, I'd say.
I agree. Keep an eye out for AB.
Keep an eye out for me in the league.
Let us know what you think of this app, and we are happy to pass along any feedback you might have to the creators of the app so that...
I'm enjoying it.
Yeah. I think in the future, after the season, that we'll probably have a little more transparency about how points were accrued and just make it easier to see what gets what points and why people... So the prices of the players, contestants, change based on how well they performed recently. So, like, big dogs get more expensive.
Yeah.
All right. Anything else, AB?
Join the Facebook group, folks. 2,000 by the end of the year. You know the...
What is it at?
We've gained about 200 since I started this. I think we're at 1,500. 500 more by the end of the year.
So it's got to ramp up. Oh, 500. Oh, I was doing the math wrong.
Less than 500 more, yeah. There's, you know... We're going to get it done.
Okay. All right. Well, thanks for listening. Talk to you later.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.